Joining us now on the ticket hotline, we say good morning to a gentleman by the name of Bob Petrella. Bob, how are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing great. I first saw Bob featured on 60 Minutes when they were talking about folks with highly superior autobiographical memory, or HSAM. We had Mary Lou Henner on the show a couple of years ago talking about this. Bob is one of those who has an incredible memory. You can remember basically everything from every day in your life, correct?
Mostly every day of my life. I mean, sometimes people mistake it for it being photographic. It's not. People think it's an absolute type thing. Sometimes I'll forget things like, you know, even where I left my keys or sometimes I'll be talking to someone. I'll say, geez, what's the name of that restaurant? And people go, what? You don't know the name of that restaurant. You forget the name of that restaurant. So it's not an absolute or a photographic type of thing. It's just that the doctor who's been studying our brains, which sounds very Frankensteinian, by the way, the doctor who's been studying us for, you know, the last 7 or 8 years said that it's not that we're remembering so much more, it's just that we're forgetting a lot less.
Hmm. Okay. Well, as I watched the 60 Minutes piece on you a month or two ago, I sat there and I couldn't believe what I was watching because I believe you and I are soulmates. Let me just tell you a story and you tell me if this sounds familiar. When I was a kid, 1973, 74, and 75, and I'm, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, I have a Nerf basketball hoop in my bedroom, and I played an entire season, every season, for the University of Amarillo Armadillos, a completely made-up basketball team. I was the star player. My starting lineup included Norm Van Leer Jr., Jack Landry, Jerry Goodrich, and Dan Smith. We played a full schedule. I did this for 3 years in a row. We went to three straight Final Fours. We won two championships. And then when it was time for me to graduate, I just magically said, okay, Amarillo, which is my birthplace, is going to have an NBA franchise, the Amarillo Cowboys. And
okay.
I was the star of the NBA franchise, and I took a lot of the guys from college, and we carried it on a few more years. Before every game, I did a pregame show. I did the play-by-play in my head as I'm playing the game. I did postgame shows. I thought I was the only one in the world that took it to this degree. But then I see 60 Minutes, and you're talking about the Holland College Golden Knights, your make-believe Nerf team, and you've done this forever, right?
Well, for 50 years, yeah. I think, you know, I think people, and I had talked to them, they didn't use that part of the interview, but I had talked to them. I said, well, there's probably people who have done this because I compare it to, because every kid, most kids who are into sports will pretend in contemporary times, they'll pretend they're Peyton Manning or LeBron James and they're making the last second shot or throwing the touchdown in the last play of the Super Bowl, the winning touchdown, or they're pretending they're themselves, you know, hitting the home run in the ninth inning of the World Series. But it's just a thing that I did and you did for a while too, and I totally relate to that. That you create this imaginary universe, which was what we're doing. The only thing is I, you know, when I started it when I was 13. You know, I never thought I'd be doing it, you know, years later. In other words, I never grew up. I think that was the difference from myself and other people.
So when you play a game, like how long does it take?
Well, I try and play in real time. I don't use a real clock, but I'm usually fairly accurate. You know, we play, obviously, 2 20-minute halves, and I try and estimate, you know, with timeouts and everything, you know, how long the game is. Normally, I don't play them in real time. Which is ironic. We played the game that they filmed me playing was against Duke, and then I had told them, you know, before the piece aired, I thought it was ironic that we played Duke because they went on to win the national championship. So I said that was pretty cool. You got that game, you know. So we were playing against Jahlil Okafor and Justice Winslow and people like that. But anyway. sometimes I'll just play 10 minutes of the game itself, and I'll take a break, and then a couple of days later or a few hours later, I'll play the rest of the game. We played that totally in real time, and we did it about the same time. You know, it's 7:30 in the morning here in L.A. We did that pretty much in real time. We started about 7:30 in the morning, and, you know, I was pretty exhausted, you know, after, you know, we played it in real time, which I normally don't do, you know, and it took about, you know, it was 40 minutes of game time. But, of course, you know, obviously that's longer in real time.
All right, this is Bob Petrella with us here on The Ticket. He was featured 60 Minutes story, Hoop Dreams, his imaginary basketball team, just like the one I had as a kid. There was one difference I noticed when I was a kid starring for the Amarillo Armadillos. I was the star player, but it doesn't sound like you ever put yourself in your scenarios. Is that right?
Well, actually, technically I have, because when I started this, as they mentioned in the 60 Minutes piece, why I started is because my high school team, the real high school team, where I'm from, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, had lost. For the first time since I had been following them, I was depressed about it. So for consolation, I created my own fictional high school town, or a fictional town and high school football team. And the coach of that team was a guy named Bob Petrella. So technically, I was the coach.
Okay.
Of course, I was 12 at the time, and I was 35, you know, so technically I was an older guy. And then Bob Petrella, along with the Holland brothers, there's a whole backstory on how the Holland College was founded. They were these two rich brothers who were construction millionaires and also sold airplane parts. And so he had wanted to bring a college to this town that he had helped found, Tigertown. So a guy named Bob Petrella and the Holland brothers started Holland College. They had, you know, provided a lot of the funding, so the caveat was that the college would be named after them. There's a lot of backstories, obviously, that I added over the years. I don't change history, but I embellish history over the years, you know, and that's kind of how Holland College, you know, the history of the fictional history of Holland College and how it started.
So have you ever come close to thinking, well, maybe we'll just shut down Holland College basketball this year? Or have you always thought, man, I couldn't even think of doing that?
I did back in 95. I thought, why am I still doing this? I'm 45 years old. You know, maybe I should give it up. So I kind of had them drop down to Division II, and I thought, well, that way I won't be tempted as much, you know, to play the games. But then the next season came around in 1996, and then I found myself in my apartment. I was actually living with a woman at the time, and she was out doing something, running errands or whatever. And I normally play with a volleyball because it has a better feel to it, because I feel like, because I'm 5'9", so it feels like I'm 6'9" when I'm using a volleyball, because, you know, it's going to be smaller for guys who are 6'9" or 6'10" or 7 foot. So I had the volleyball in my hand, and all of a sudden I just started throwing it up and started playing the games again. And then I got right back into it, and then I just convinced myself that, you know what, it's always going to be part of me, so why give it up? It's a fun experience, and it's not hurting anyone. So, you know, it's not an obsession that's, you know, any harm, so, or a vice that's any harm, so to speak.
Who do you think the Vegas odds makers would favor if the greatest ever Amarillo Armadillo team played the greatest ever Holland Golden Knights team? Who do you think would be the favorite?
Probably Holland, but I don't know as much about the Armadillo team. Holland's won, you know, they've won 5 national championships, so they've had a prestigious run here. Mm-hmm. They've gone to the national championships 10 times and won 5. As Leslie Stahl pointed out.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So it's validated. Now that Leslie Stahl said it. There's a funny story about that, because, you know, the whole thing is very, you know, I mean, I try to be self-effacing about it. And in the middle of the interview, we did that on the UC Irvine floor. And in the middle of it, I don't know how we got to it, but in the middle of the interview, which was about a 3-hour sit-down interview, I said, you know, you're doing a fictional story. I said, you know, you're doing a story on an imaginary college. And she just started laughing. And I said, yeah, I said, Mike Wallace is probably turning in his grave right now. Then I brought up Don Hewitt, who was the finalist. Yeah, Don Hewitt's probably cool, because Don Hewitt is fascinating. Don Hewitt, wait a minute, you're doing a story on what? An imaginary basketball team for 60 minutes? And she just started laughing, and they had to stop tape. And the cameraman came over to me, and he goes, you know, I've been working with her for 20 years. Excuse me. He said, I've been working with her for 20 years, and I never seen her crack up like that, you know, or lose it on camera like that. So it was just kind of a funny moment.
You know, one question that we always wonder about people who have highly superior autobiographical memory like you do, like Mary Lou Henner does, is it great? Or does it become a beating, a burden after a while? Do you love having it, or would you rather not have it?
I would rather have it, I guess. The old thing is you know, it's more of an advantage than a disadvantage. I guess that would be my answer. The advantage is that, you know, I can remember people's birthdays. It's a bonding thing with friends and family and relationships. You know, I'm always going to remember a first date or a first kiss with a woman. I remember friends' birthdays, friends' anniversaries, which most people don't. You know, I'll send them a birthday. I don't need a, you know, no stinking Facebook reminders from me for birthdays. You know, I can just send out a birthday. And I can go back in any period of my life and, you know, feel like I'm back there. It's kind of like having a DeLorean, you know, and going 88 miles an hour and going back in time. Well, I can go back in time to any period of my life, fortunately more good times than bad times. And then the bad times are beneficial because then most of the time, and, you know, you can think back of the past and go, wow, I'm glad I'm not going through that again. And you can appreciate those times. I guess the disadvantage would be that, you know, if I'm going through an experience again that I had experienced, you know, say 10, 20 years ago, and then I feel like I'm reliving it again, even though maybe it might be, like, say, even stranded at an airport for 6 hours or something, you know, where your plane's going to be delayed, then I instantly flash back to when I was maybe stranded in an airport for 6 hours. But then I have to remind myself, wait a minute, it's a different time, it's a different experience. Mm. So it's more of an advantage than a disadvantage.
Well, Bob, good luck to you. How's Holland's recruiting class this year? Pretty good?
Yeah, good. They signed a couple different guys. It might be the first time in the history of collegiate sports they signed two guys with the same first and last name, which is odd. They didn't know each other. Calvin and Taylor.
For Holland. Awesome. Can't wait to hear how they do. And yeah. Try to get Amarillo on the schedule next year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll have to add, we'll have to add that. They usually play, they're in the Big East, but they usually play about 8 or 10 games before they start their regular season. So
sure. Yeah.
That works for Amarillo. We're independent.
All right, great.
All right, Bob, thanks for the time. Great talking to you.
Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's Bob Petrella.
So awesome.
So weird.
Still plays the
I don't
game
find
the junior
it weird
when he was 12.
All. Nothing weird about it.
I'm surprised at the end he didn't mess up one of our names. He just couldn't remember my name.
That's an interesting dude.